Sometimes they do shailas and sometimes they do stories. So this is going to be a little quasi both. Parsha talks about tzitzis. The end of the parsha talks about tzitzis. We have the commandment. Hashem tells Moshe, "Daber al bnei Yisrael v'marta leihem." Yosu lehem tzitzis al kanfe v'idem l'dorosu v'nasnu al tzitzis hakanaf sedcheles. The famous pasuk, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu to tell them, to tell Klai Yisrael to put tzitzis on their four corner garments, and this should be an everlasting thing for Klai Yisrael to put on the corner of their garments. So Rav Zilberstein brings down an amazing, amazing story. After the Holocaust, we know there's a famous rabbi named as the Klozemerger Rebbe. Klozemerger Rebbe was tremendous, tremendous tzaddik. Fortunately, he lost his entire family. I think he was 10 or 12 children. His wife, Mamash, a chassid. He was known as the Sanz Klozemerger Rebbe. They have amazing, amazing biographies. If you want to, not biographies, they say stories of his life. You get in any Judaica, they're incredible. Svarim talk about his life during the war, after the war, before the war. An amazing, amazing story about the Klozemerger Rebbe. He said that, you know, after the war, things weren't still so pushing in Europe to be able to get out of there and this and that. But Jews wanted to keep mitzvah still. What happened was the story goes he got his hands on a pair of tzitzis, on one pair of tzitzis. But at the end of the day, his entire life after the war. Just imagine, just trying to rejuvenate and just trying to make sure Klai Yisrael stays on track to the Rabbono Shalom. But he only has one pair of tzitzis, but he doesn't know who to give it to, right? So what happens when you only have one thing, and you know who to give it to? Like last week, a couple of days ago, Rabbi Freeman brought in donuts. There was three extra donuts. Who gets the second donut, right? We played 21st finger. So what? The Klozemerger Rebbe also played 21st finger. They decided they were going to have a lottery. However, what happened was as follows: that there was a young man named Mendel Pshitik, and what happened? He saw that the Rebbe only had this one pair of tzitzis, and he wanted the mitzvah of tzitzis so much, he wanted to be able to put on a bag of tzitzis so much, he tore the sides of the shirt from the bottom up, most of the way up. What happened? He made his shirt a four-corner garment, thus obligating him in tzitzis, right? Everyone else didn't have a four-corner garment, right? They just had an undershirt or a t-shirt or whatever they had. But then, if you look at your tzitzis, he made these holes on four corners. He said, "Rebbe, now you can't put it in the lottery anymore. You have to give it to me. I want the mitzvah tzitzis. You have to give it to me. You have to give me the tzitzis." So what happened? The Rebbe was very impressed by his slavos and his energy for the mitzvah very much. However, the Rebbe said that halachically, I decided that we were going to have a lottery. I decided that we were going to be able to whoever was going to win the tzitzis was going to be through a lottery. And what happened? The Rebbe turned to the guy and said, he turned to Mendel, he said, "If your desire to have the mitzvah of tzitzis is so great and it's so pure, you're going to, out of all the thousands of people here, when everyone's going to get their name chosen, it's going to come to your name, right? If your intention was purely sacred, the same L'Shem Shemaim for the mitzvah of tzitzis, you'll be able to get it." And what happened was, the Rebbe put his hand into the little cup or whatever it is, into the little baseball cap, and he took out the name. Whose name did he take out? He took out his name, Mendel Pshitik. And I think it's a very big message nowadays, especially in the summer. We always need chizik and mitzvahs, but specifically mitzvah tzitzis. Mitzvah tzitzis is a great mitzvah. The Noam HaMelech said, every generation has a specific thing, specific mitzvah that generation connects to. He said, in his generation, he brings it down in Parshas Noach. Rabbi Simon loves quoting this. He says, our generation is mitzvah tzitzis. The Noam HaMelech. I don't know what the mitzvah tzitzis is now, but if the mitzvah is hard, right? You know, every kid's always crying, "Kim, it's so hot, it's so hot." If the mitzvah is hard, The greater the schar. The fum tzar agar, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. So the harder, the harder it is, the more the gain. So as Hashem, when things are hard, we should be able to push through, like this Jew did, mamish after the war, and he wanted the mitzvah of tzitzis so much, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed him for him to be able to get the one pair of tzitzis from the Klozemer Rebbe. We should be zochem to Hashem to mamish love the mitzvah of tzitzis, to cherish the mitzvah of tzitzis, and to take upon this mitzvah throughout the summer. Even though when it's going to be hot in camp or whatever it is, we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu how much we love the mitzvahs, how much we love Him. Mitzvah Shem should be a schuss for us. Shkoich.